Betty Lockery Hogue on July the 19th, 1965, interviewing the artist Henry Allen Nord in his home in Brentwood, Los Angeles. And that is spelled H-E-N-R-Y, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Nord, N-O-R-D.
That's right.
Mr. Nord was prominent in the project here in Southern California. We're going to ask him about his work, particularly on the Long Beach mosaics. But before we do that, I want to ask you about your own life. Will you tell us where you were born and when, if you care to?
I was born in Idaho Falls, Idaho, on a ranch, large ranch in southeastern Idaho, where I was born and raised, went through high school.
What is your birth date, or do you care to tell?
September 26th. '04. '60.
And you went through high school in Idaho?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the Chicago Art Institute when I finished high school.
What were you specializing in, or were you?
I just took general art at that time, and then I went back to Yale University, where I spent 5 years studying painting.
Who were some of the teachers that influenced you particularly, either place or both?
This well-known draftsman, Miss Vanderpoel in Chicago, and Miss Gardner, who wrote the history of art.
Helen Gardner.
Helen Gardner, yes, I knew her quite well.
And Vanderpoel is a woman.
Vanderpoel.
I didn't know
yes.
that. I've known that book for years.
Yes, her brother wrote the book, you know.
Oh, her brother.
Yes, her brother wrote the book. Yes, and he is from New York in the Art Students League in New York City. But then I went to New Haven, where I studied at Yale University, and I studied with some remarkable men, the Eugene Savage, the great muralist.
Oh, yeah. Did you study murals with him, or was it taught at that time?
The school emphasized mural painting.
Oh, really?
Yes. The Beaux-Arts School of Design had its programs there, its projects there. Mm-hmm. And so it was the outstanding mural painting school in the United States at that time, and Eugene Savage was the great spirit. Mm-hmm. And during that time that he did the murals in the Elks War Memorial in Chicago, for which he won the architect's gold medal.
Hmm. About what year was that, do you remember?
It was about 1928-29, thereabouts. And I also had the pleasure of studying under Sidney Dickinson there, who was a great portrait painter.
Oh, that first name I don't get.
Sidney, S-I-D-N-E-Y, Sidney Dickinson. He's today a very prominent portraitist in New York City.
Hmm. You were very fortunate to have such.
Yes, if it could only carry on through to the present time, it would be quite remarkable. But we all competed for the Pretty Rome competition while we were back there, you see. And I scored very strongly in that the 2 years, in our last 2 years, we compete for the Pretty Rome as well as other prizes. Mm-hmm. So I graduated from there in 1932.
Did you win one of the prizes?
No, I didn't. No, very strong.
Uh-huh.
I was a strong candidate for the competitions there. But there we studied mural painting and portraiture and very thorough academic background, good draftsmanship, good design, good composition, good color. And then following that, I went to Idaho, where I spent a few months. And while I was there, I got a call from Connecticut to work on projects, and I was too far away. And then I went to California, and the news medias were still trying to catch up with me, you know. They sent to Idaho, and then Idaho down to California. And